Hello to you.
Hello.
There's going to be a new noise in the neighbourhood pretty soon. The noise of 400 industrial correspondents, 350 sports presenters, 120 wars, 14 world records and one Mark Tully. It's BBC Radio's new news and sports network, and it'll sound like this.
Surrounded by at least 15 of gunmen, most of them very young, and some of them carrying real telescopic sights.
BBC reporters will at long last be given a homeland, an autonomous state they can call their own after years of wandering around other network schedules or accepting charitable handouts from the World at One. But of course, in setting up the news kingdom, another people has had to be displaced.
BBC Radio 5.
Radio 5, a Battenberg cake made up of odd bits of radios 1, 2, 3 and 4, will be broken up and sold for scrap. And the demolition experts are already moving in.
Something useful to do. And talking of things phone-wise, the CAC competition is coming up soon. So let's kick on with Normski Freeman.
Hello.
Media watchers could see this coming for some time. There were, for example, some unmistakable signs that children's programmes on Radio 5 were becoming infiltrated by news presenters.
Emma!
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
And where are you from?
Lower Kingsford in Surrey.
This weekend is crucial, isn't it? Time is running out for some solution to the coal problem.
No.
How many Conservatives do you think will rebel against the government?
12.
Meanwhile, some Radio 5 programmes, like Johnny Walker's AM Alternative, have been released back into the community to fend for themselves. AM Alternative was last spotted under Hammersmith Bridge in a blanket and a cardboard box, carousing with its beer-sodden friends.
Now, Hank Frankford is here, minus his 10-gallon hat, because he's not bald, he has a full head of hair still.
There's a bit of a penalty spot in the back, you know.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, oh, yeah, just a slight touch of a... Yeah.
It's only a touch.
But do you worry about that? Yeah. Hold on, lift Hank's mic up.
I
lift it. No, we haven't got him at all now. What are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
No, I can't hear him.
Now what?
Hold on. Try it again.
Try it again.
Yeah, that's better. Right. That's the one. That's the one now. That's the one. You need coloured knobs in there. That's what they need.
Anyway, how are you?
What's happening at the weekend? What's this big reunion?
Once the funeral rites have been administered, work will begin on building a shining new monument to news and current affairs. And the network will open in the spring in confident mood.
It's 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 14th of April.
This network's confident aggression doesn't stop there. Its brief is to find the most skilled and experienced news broadcasters and to lure them to the station with the tempting offer of a file of microphone oil and some sweetmeats. If tempting doesn't work, then there's good old-fashioned force, as Sue Lawley discovered recently when four burly newsmen broke into her studio and tried to kidnap her from Desert Island Discs.
Mrs. Bolton was a different role, Shirley Ann, from one you'd ever played before, really, in the sense that she was, well, really quite matronly.
Yes, I wanted to work with Ken Russell. I had to think twice about looking at myself in my costume and my makeup because it was quite a different look for me.
And I do apologise if you're hearing quite a lot of noise in this studio at the moment. I'm afraid that we have rather been invaded by some people who we hope to be removing very shortly.
This dastardly deed well illustrates the news and sports channel's unstoppable resolve to get to the truth and seize it while it isn't looking. To this end, the network will be employing a computerised fact extractor to scan the other networks for isolated gobbets of information, no matter how well concealed, and then surgically remove them from their non-newsy surroundings. A test last Monday proved successful. A standard Radio 4 afternoon play was fed in at one end. Here's how it sounded before treatment.
Mr. Woodley and I have lived for some years in Johannesburg. We knew your uncle well, and it was his last wish that we should find his relations back here in England and see that they were in no want.
He remembered us in his will?
I'm sorry to say that your uncle died in poverty.
Then I don't understand.
It's simple. He was poor,
but we are rich.
Your uncle was entirely frank with us about your present circumstances.
Indeed.
And I own a fine property in Farnham on the borders of Surrey.
The fact extractor was then switched on.
Mr. Woodley and I have lived for some years in Johannesburg. We knew your uncle well.
To come up with an item of local news...
Present circumstances in Farnham, on the borders of Surrey, will be in poverty for some years.
And an international report.
Relations back here in England with Johannesburg...
Poor.
Ready for a 6 o'clock bulletin. In the new network, the twin journalistic condominiums of news and sport will unite to form a powerful new form of coverage known as News Sport, combining all the best qualities of both disciplines. News Sport will come into its own on big occasions, such as royal ceremonies, when the nation will be treated to a unique combination of broadcasting skills.
Now to McMahon. Good turn by McMahon. He gives it back to Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother. That's a neat little layoff to the far side.
She's come across now. She's turned right.
Running as a lone raider against the Manchester City defence and all those sky blue shirts.
But underneath, apparently, a white silk dress patterned with small pink flowers.
Polston to Crook. Crook to
the Prince Edward.
And Quinn controls it. Left edge of the penalty area, plays it off.
The Dowager Duchess of Hambledon. Then
Bourne makes a break down the left-hand side.
Through the archway.
To the halfway line.
And over on the left, there's a lady with a scythe representing agriculture.
To allow the rolling news service to interlock gracefully with major sporting events, some broadcasting traditions have, unfortunately, had to be spat on. Ball-by-ball cricket commentaries on the one network will no longer be viable, and coverage will be split across the stations. The News and Sports Network will cover all rained-off play in four-hour chunks each weekday, while individual runs will be transmitted at random, live on Radio 1. Simon Mayo,
it's 1FM now, it's 9:31 with the latest news. It's Peter Bowes.
And this just in, inflation has fallen. The rate for the year to October was
5.53 for five.
The next update, 10:30.
Thanks, Peter.
Radio 4.
A complete change in the weather is taking place. The fog is still quite thick in parts of the southeastern half of England.
And we've got a lovely sunny day here at Headingley.
And to Wales and western England this evening.
And on Radio 2's Brian Hayes programme.
We'll move back to the telephone and remind you that, as it's 23 minutes to nine, there's still time to hear from you. Call this number now.
071-306-0222.
Emma Johnson is from Northampton. Hello.
Good morning, Bill. I hope you're well after last night where we met over a table.
Sorry. I changed your gender. Hello.
It was a very good evening with a lot of our commentary team and some officials from the TCCB and Lords. It was very
but
friendly.
But cricket's loss is badminton and go-karting's gain. The biggest test for the sports network will come in the summer, when every commentator will be called upon to handle the big international post-match interviews. Used to the charming inadequacy of the British players, the interviewer may be thrown at first by the disarming frankness of foreigners, who are not afraid to admit they're good and who therefore win. Let's take the game of tennis as our guide. Steffi Graf, 1989.
Yes, I think it was really perfect. I think I couldn't have played much better than I did today.
Or this arrogant smash from Michael Stich, 1990.
I played really, really good tennis and everything I did, you know, went in my favour.
Or the record-breaking ego of Martina Navratilova, who disarms her opponent with a compliment from the backhand.
There were so many great players.
Only to follow it up with a conceited lob.
I'm just glad that I'm up there with the rest of them.
She better watch out, though, because younger players are fast becoming interview prodigies, too. Jennifer Capriati, 1989.
She's had her day. She's won it 9 times. Then I guess it's a new generation.
Not for her, the tragic career of young Tracy Austin, who could have been a great interviewee, but in 1978 blew her chance with this ineffectual response to an important query.
If you played the match again, do you think you would do a bit better next time?
I don't know.
So, was there a British player who had enough arrogance to get through the interviews? Virginia Wade.
Was there ever a moment when you thought you were going to lose?
No.
And the rest is history. This is the sound of an events famine. I'm standing in the very heart of it, and all around me, nothing is happening. This is the worst place on earth for any journalist. The crime rate is zero, unemployment is nil, and territorial disputes are appallingly low. Newsmen scrabble around for information, but very often they're reduced to reporting nothing but dust. The News and Sports Channel desperately needs your help. If you see anywhere that looks even vaguely settled, then go and get some people to run around in it now, or to start a fight. Then ring us up and tell us your news. The network realizes that it will be impossible to keep fresh and exciting 24 hours on the Citizens' Charter and local road information, but it's going to have a damn good try. The news will be pepped up in various interesting ways.
European finance ministers will meet in Brussels later today to work out their response to the currency speculators who brought the exchange rate mechanism to the...
We interrupt the current news programme for an item of urgent music. That ends this item of urgent music. We return you now to your normal news programme.
Money markets if the ERM is to survive.
To add excitement to otherwise slow news days, an element of competition will be encouraged on the network. Listeners will be invited to phone in with votes for their favourite news story, and the top five items will get played repeatedly until something more exciting turns up. The top five will be announced every Sunday on the network's news charts. Okay, lots of events in and around town this morning. We've got the sound of most of them. Bang in at number five, there is sustained gunfire for Lawrence McDonald.
There is sustained gunfire.
Non-mover at four, Alex Brody is still fascinated with Israelis.
Israelis are watching, fascinated.
Up at three, Paul Reynolds tells us if they can win the battle in the end.
They cannot win the battle in the end.
Down one at two for Matt Fry's novelty record, Mr. Champier.
Mr. Champier is a very tough man.
Which means this week we've got a brand new news number one. 14 weeks in the charts for Richard Quest. He'll be happy by all accounts.
Well, by all accounts, it was a fairly harmonious meeting.
Later on tonight, I'll be covering an industrial dispute in Corby. Hope to see you there. Bye now. See you next week and keep talking to people. Ultimately, though, the exciting sound will come from the cross-fertilising of news with sport. In future, international reporters will file their items from areas of conflicts in a foreign correspondent tug of war.
There have been no bangs heard for some time.
At least one Scud being destroyed.
Two Scud missiles.
There were three enormous explosions.
Four of them in the space of just a couple of minutes.
But five bangs were definitely heard.
While at home, interviewers, noted for their more and more aggressive tactics with politicians, will go the whole hog and challenge cabinet spokesmen to a boxing match, as in this fight at Wembley Arena between John Humphreys and Peter Lilly.
The needy, the sick, disabled people, the elderly, people with families.
Once again, doing the job in his own idiosyncratic way.
The inevitable logic of that is that we no longer have benefits like child benefit.
Again, he goes to the body.
Well, we're committed as a government to maintaining child benefit. We've got a clear manifesto pledge.
But he looks pretty tentative and very wary of being caught.
But that manifesto pledge expires quite soon.
And he's caught with a left hook this time.
Well, we'll have to see at the next election what manifesto we put forward.
And he backs off again quickly.
And that pledge includes that you not tax child benefit.
It's not for me to be...
he's got caught with a big right, he's down! Right hand, flat on his back! Big right hand, I don't think he's going to get up! Seven is the count, eight, nine, he won't make it!
Peter Lilly, thank you very much.
10, it's all over!
John Humphreys
is still the WBO super middleweight champion of the world!
Now that's what I call news. Goodbye.